This is Music Radio Creative, episode 25. Hello, this is Mike Russell from musicradiocreative.com, and in this episode, I'm going to tell you about my favorite tools and tips to get yourself heard all over the world using some very simple websites and techniques. I'll tell you how coming up. Welcome along to this podcast, where I'm going to give you actionable tips on how to get your content heard, whether you're a radio presenter, perhaps you want to run your own radio station, start your own podcast, or maybe get your music heard across the internet and around the world. Well, I'll give you some great websites that I use and really like. Ever wanted to be a program controller of your own radio station? My goodness, it's been a hobby of mine since childhood, and I'm really pleased to have set up a radio station called MRC.FM. This is my own internet radio station, playing remixes only, around the clock, mixed in with jingles from Music Radio Creative. Now, it is easier and easier these days to set up your own radio station online, and I show you exactly how to do it, starting from episode 16 in this podcast series. So if you haven't listened to episode 16 onwards, I advise you to go to musicradiocreative.com/podcast/016 to find out how you can set up your own internet radio station. Now, here's the first website I'd like to recommend for getting yourself heard. It's probably my favorite audio website, SoundCloud. What I love about SoundCloud is it's a fantastic website for hearing and seeking out audio. SoundCloud to me is kind of like the YouTube of audio. You can go there, it's got a lovely search bar, you can search for whatever you're looking for. And my advice would be, when you set up a SoundCloud account, not only upgrade to premium, and I get no affiliate commission for that, there's no affiliate program for SoundCloud, I just think it's a thoroughly good idea to upgrade to premium, because you get a little star by your name, and it shows anyone who's coming to your SoundCloud page that you're serious about what you're doing. When you upload audio to SoundCloud, you can tag it, much like you can with videos in YouTube, so it's easier for people to find them. And do use the tags on SoundCloud. So if you're uploading a song, perhaps it's a pop song, then do tag it pop music, and with any other tags you think are relevant. Fill out as much information as you possibly can. That's going to help your chances of getting discovered. Once you are discovered, people can listen, and of course that gives you a nice play on your play count. People can favorite your stuff as well, and they can comment in real time on your audio, which I found to be fantastic, because people can say, oh, I like that mix, or that transition, or that voiceover sounds great. So it's a great way to get instant feedback on your audio. Not only that, but you can join certain groups on SoundCloud, and I advise you to do a search for SoundCloud groups related to your interest. Perhaps it's Brazilian salsa music, perhaps it's radio jingles, or perhaps you're looking for a group where you can share alternative music. They're all there on SoundCloud. Join up some groups and submit your sounds there to get yourself heard. And of course, a brilliant thing about SoundCloud is it's social. You can share your sounds on Facebook, and it appears as a little SoundCloud player with a play button in the friend feed, which is really handy for people being able to listen to your audio inside Facebook. And you can syndicate it out on Twitter as well. In a similar manner, people can view the media and play your sound file. So a great social way of sharing and uploading your audio. Mixcloud makes my list on this episode in getting your audio heard. Now, I have to say, I've not used this website, but I've seen people and clients of Music Radio Creative using Mixcloud in amazing ways. Mixcloud is a great way for sharing your audio if you're a DJ or radio presenter in the cloud to many people. Not only can you tag it up with different categories and keywords, but it also seems to be able to label all the music you play so people can search for you based on musical interests and bits like that. Again, you can join groups, create nice playlists, upload graphics, and share it with all your friends on social media. So Mixcloud, not a website I've had great experience with, but definitely if you're a budding DJ or radio presenter, a website you should consider getting yourself on. The next website I can advise you go to have a look at and check out is Spreaker. That's Spreaker.com. Again, I'll put a link to this website and all the other websites in the show notes. This is fantastic if you want to reach a global audience, and perhaps you've always thought about starting a podcast but never quite got round to it, or thought, oh, there are so many technicalities in setting up a podcast, I just haven't got the time. Well, Spreaker will make it easy for you. They do have paid programs where you can join up and pay a monthly fee to have some extra features and widgets, but they've also got a very good free program as well, and it says on their website it will always be free, which is great news if you're just starting out. Spreaker set you up with an RSS feed so you can syndicate it like a podcast to iTunes and other services, and it's generally a great way to get heard if you're producing speech content. Now, you may recognize the voiceover on the pre-rolls at Spreaker Web Radio. This is Spreaker Web Radio, and here at Music Radio Creative, we're proud to provide Spreaker.com with their pre-rolls. If you'd like to get your own custom pre-roll for Spreaker or any other web service that you're syndicating audio, just head to musicradiocreative.com. The next website I can recommend to get your audio syndicated through is Stitcher Smart Radio. This is fantastic. It's not a service as such to upload your audio to, but certainly if you have a podcast or a web radio station, it's a great place to syndicate your web feed to. First of all, they've got a massive and growing user base that are always exploring and looking for new content. You can get recommended based on the shows that you really enjoy on Stitcher. It will recommend you other relevant shows. And I found it to be fantastic. I now consume, I'd say, 90% of my podcasts through Stitcher now, and it's always recommending me good and relevant new podcasts. The only time that I'll use something like the Podcasts app on my iPhone is simply if a podcast I really like is not in the Stitcher directory, which thankfully is only around 5 to 10% of podcasts I listen to. The great thing about Stitcher that I really like is it is completely social. You can thumbs up, thumbs down podcasts to get better recommendations based on your interests. Plus, it only takes commenting or sharing it on Facebook or Twitter to spread that podcast to other friends and people who may be interested. And what I love about it is that I'm constantly now commenting on shows that I enjoy, and it's appearing on my Facebook feed. So hopefully it's bringing podcasts and spoken audio to a wider audience via social media. Amazon S3, that's the next place you can go along if you'd like to store some audio. Now, I do say store some audio, not syndicate some audio, because it's simply the fact that you're charged per download. Now, it might be pennies or fraction of pennies that you're charged per download from Amazon S3. If you've got a couple of people downloading that audio, that's fine. It's not going to cost you much. But if you've got hundreds, possibly thousands of people downloading a large audio file, it's soon going to add up. I use Amazon S3 for a couple of different reasons. First of all, it's great for uploading audio for a client. We do that here at Music Radio Creative. All the orders that are produced are uploaded to Amazon S3 into a secure area where only the client can access them. And then you can send them a secure link to download that audio. So great for securely sharing audio. And also just for backing up. I back up all my audio production elements and bits and bobs, voiceover sessions, all go to Amazon S3, and it just costs pennies to store those every month. So certainly a great service for storing and sharing audio, perhaps with one individual client, but certainly not on a mass basis. Podcasts or websites worth considering to share audio are Libsyn, Buzzsprout, and Feedburner. Now, I know the future of Feedburner has been in question recently, so you might want to do your research before considering Feedburner to syndicate audio. But certainly three different resources worth looking at if you're starting a podcast: Feedburner, Libsyn, and Buzzsprout. And if you'd like more information on how to set up your own podcast, I do recommend you searching and seeking out some of my podcasting friends out there who tell you in no uncertain terms exactly how to set up a podcast. Dave Jackson of the School of Podcasting, Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast, Ray Ortega of the Podcaster Studio, also Cliff Ravenscraft, the Podcast Answer Man, all have fantastic resources and tutorials for how to get started podcasting. And I'll put a link to all of their websites in the show notes to this episode. And finally, a great way to get heard on the internet is via YouTube. Now, you might say, Mike, hang on, YouTube, that's a video website, so why would I be uploading my audio there? Well, first of all, I would say absolutely, if you are uploading audio to YouTube, please, create a lovely video to go along with it. I find so many podcasts on YouTube where people have simply uploaded the audio and stuck a logo on the whole video. How boring! You know, YouTube is there to watch things, not to listen, necessarily, is it? So please, if you are uploading a full podcast to YouTube, put something exciting on there, perhaps the webcam of you recording the podcast live, or some flashing graphics that are moving around, anything apart from a static logo. Anyway, that's a gripe out of the way. How can you genuinely use YouTube to share your audio apart from just simply uploading a podcast? Well, they've got a great feature called Google Plus Hangouts on Air, which also are recorded and syndicated to YouTube after you've finished the broadcast. I've experimented with this with the Audio Production Mastermind recently, and I'll put some links to recent Google Plus Hangouts I've done, where we've got people on webcams from around the world to talk about audio production and creating great radio. But I'd also recommend you go and check out a friend of mine, Ray Ortega, who really got me into Google Plus Hangouts by doing the Podcasters Roundtable. And he's got loads of knowledge on how to set up a Google Plus Hangout. And if you'd like to know more about setting up your own Google Plus Hangout, I'll point you over to a podcast that I've recently listened to about setting them up, and some great knowledge in there from Ray Ortega. That's it for this edition of the Music Radio Creative Podcast. I hope that some of those websites will be handy for you. And remember, you can find links to all of them in the show notes at musicradiocreative.com/podcast. Remember to leave a comment at the end of the show notes letting me know exactly where you upload your audio, and are you having any success getting heard in different locations that I haven't mentioned? I'll speak to you next time.